News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is Patrick Zeinert, and with me in the studio, I have Shannon Overby, CEO of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We have a few things to talk about, and I think your first two items are somewhat related. So let's talk about the 4-H State Roundup. It's coming up in the early part of June.
That is correct. June 10th through the 14th of this year. It'll be held on campus. And that event's been here for, don't quote me, but I think it's been something like 63 or 65 years.
Okay.
And we lost it for the first time last year to Lubbock, Texas.
Now, what happened there?
Lubbock and Texas Tech provided a lot of incentives to bring them up there. And it was a good thing, I think, for them for 1 year. You know, I think maybe our community took them for granted a little bit, just knew that they were here every year. They stayed on campus. We saw them around town a little bit, but not a whole lot of interaction. So it was a little bit of a wake-up call, I think, for the university and for the community as a whole. And they were able to apply for the Hot Fund grants.
What can you tell me about the Hot Fund grant?
It's a hotel occupancy tax, is HOT, Hot Fund, and that is a tax that is charged on the hotel rooms when you stay there. It is state mandated on how it can be spent, and it has to be spent in a way to bring visitors to our community. So it can be provided as, you know, to monies to organizations like 4-H to help offset the cost of their convention. In their case, they were awarded a nice chunk of money from the city of College Station, and the city of Bryan is still pending, but I have a feeling that'll go through as well. And that will help cover the cost of the rental of Reed Arena and some of the transportation issues for these 4,000 youth that will be descending upon our community in June.
And they're not from our community, so we get to put on our best faces and show them around.
Absolutely. And part of when they've been here all these years, they've stayed on campus in dorms.
Okay.
But because they were awarded this grant from the cities, they will all be staying in our hotels. So you'll see them out and about in our community even more, in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, shopping in our shops, and that certainly helps us as residents on keeping our property taxes lower. We call it OPM in our CVB, other people's money. We want to bring it in here, spend it, and then they go home. So, but we want the whole community to get behind it. There'll be a lot of information coming out about that as it gets a little bit closer. They're going to have a ribbon cutting. There'll be some concerts, some events the community could take a part in. So we'll certainly be bringing more information for that.
Now, this is a 5-day event. It's June 10th through 14th. What all goes on during these 5 days?
They have something like 50 some odd individual competitions. They've got style contests, and these are all high schoolers mostly that are coming in. They're doing a walk, a fun run to promote healthy lifestyles. They've got a whole bunch of things going on.
Okay, excellent. Anything notable from the previous years?
You know, it's just it's a great event. It's not only good, it's not just 4-H is a great organization. I mean, we know that. But it's not just a good event to have people coming in and spending money in our community. I mean, that's a great aspect of it. But to have access for these kids to experience Texas A&M and really see what Texas A&M has to offer, it's a great chance for them to potentially become future students and future residents of our community.
Okay. And another note you had here was some of the economic impact of the events in our community. What can you tell me about those?
Absolutely. I mean, we may complain sometimes about the traffic, you know, on football game weekends and stuff. And we're pretty fortunate in Bryan College Station not to have the problems that the larger communities do. But tourism is economic development. It really does bring a lot of money into our community. In fact, Bryan College Station is considered the 11th most visited community in the state of Texas, which is actually, I think, pretty good.
Do you have the source on that ranking?
This came from the state. State research. It does. All of this comes through. And this is all based on 2011 is the most recent information that we have.
It takes
have
a little while it. To get
it
that
does.
Through.
It We'll have 2012, I don't know, in a couple months.
And we'll have you back in to talk about that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. but it brings in just Bryan College Station alone, tourism brings in over $30 million in tax revenue, about $260 million annually. Bryan College Station in 2011, hosted 3.35 million visitors. So it's not just Aggie football. I mean, there are conventions, 4-H, and other events that are go on throughout the community, and it means jobs. And it's not just hotels and restaurants. Tourism is wide-reaching, and it in Bryan College Station alone attributed to 4,560 jobs for our community. So it's the number two industry in the state of Texas, and it's definitely big business in Bryan College Station.
Wow, that's already a lot of information, but I have to ask, is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience?
We would love to help anyone out if they are interested in bringing a convention or a meeting or an event to our area. All of our services are free of charge, and as I mentioned, there's the Hot Fund grant application process. So if anyone wants information on that, they can contact us at our office or look us up on the internet. Visit Aggieland.com.
Visit Aggieland.com, and for those people who like the analog world a little better, where can they find you?
260-9898.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That's Shannon Overby of the College Station, Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you for your time today.